Ready? Yep. Okay.
Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Girl, your computer is jacking up our recording.
This is why I always play this on my iPad. Now I remember.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
And we're still kind of toasty.
Hi.
Are
you for real?
Oh, who are you talking to
Come on.
Really?
I think someone either butt dialed me or dialed the wrong number, because when I answered this Illinois number, they then hung up on me.
Who was it?
I don't know. I don't have their number in it, but I was thinking, who the fuck's calling me at 10:30 on a Saturday night in Chicago with an Illinois number that I don't know?
Nobody that needs to be hung well, talked to.
You are listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 500.5.
Or
501.
I think it should be 501, because we don't know how many points they're going to be.
This is still the celebration of our 500th episode.
And we have like 30 calls to
cover. We took a dinner break.
We did take a dinner break, which was awesome.
Now we're eating brownies.
We had some Eddie Vedder stew,
which actually was amazing.
It was vegan.
Yeah.
Which means you can eat it all that you want.
We stopped. Our first show, we had somewhere around 12 to 15 shots.
Yes.
As a collective group.
As we were drinking our regular drinks.
Yes. And so now, again, we have regular drinks plus some caramel apple shots for this segment ready.
All the...
Once this is done, we'll go back to the butterscotch.
With a, with a little bit.
A little bit. Like it's Louisville. It's Louisville, Kentucky. Little bit. So our the help that was in the kitchen.
The help is here.
They are actually in the same room as us, watching us.
Yes.
We kind of have a mini live audience. It's almost like Pride 48.
Almost.
Wait, no, it's the same amount of people in the audience.
She's really
kidding. She's kidding. That was such a
Lala
Ricky thing
was
to
looking
say.
At me with really scary eyes.
She's straightening
out the children.
She's giving us half Cleopatra realness right now.
That's what happens when you're. That what happens when the help is also drinking and then touches their face.
Right.
But we are, while we're drinking for this show, mm-hmm. we're also having World Peace brownies.
Yes, we are.
Which are really fucking amazing.
They're really good.
Those are the same ones you made when you came last time, right? Oh my God.
No, they're good.
Amazing.
So. We talked about real shit in the last show, plus ad calls. This
right.
show, there will be no content. We still have another 30 calls and emails to get through.
I want to mention really that we almost had a heart attack, though, right before we started recording. We were going through, and because we had to make room on our table for dinner, I guess we unplugged Ricky's laptop, and we thought that we didn't record.
Well, first, my computer was not turning on.
Oh, there's that, too.
And I was scaring the shit out of me, because I'm like, I cannot afford... another laptop right now.
Maybe you should sell a bag.
Maybe I should what?
Sell a bag.
Oh. Sell a bag of what?
One of your fucking merces.
Or shoes.
Oh, a bag. Oh, I thought you meant like Coke or pot or something. I was like, I don't do that.
I said, whatever. Wait, why is that on your mind? Have you recently? Have you done that
no,
in the past?
No, I was
past?
Like, why are you assuming?
No, I think you have a guilty conscience.
Have you never sold drugs in my life?
Never.
Lala no. said Ricky's
you,
breaking
you've
bad.
You've never been a middleman. Have you ever picked it up for someone else?
No.
Bullshit.
I have may have referred someone, but I have never.
I know this
up.
Guy.
I know this guy who knows this guy who knows this guy that could totally get you weed.
How many listeners could you hook up with other listeners to get their needs?
Oh, I could totally right now.
In Chicago?
Yes.
Actually, yes.
I don't do it, but...
Whatever. You don't need to lie.
I can refer people.
You don't need
that
to lie.
That doesn't make you a bad person.
It's not like the FDA listens
no.
to this.
However, though...
Or the FBI.
Your Florida friends did make it very clear that the next time they're up here, they want
whatever.
Some pot and some booze going on.
Yes.
DEA.
Yeah, yep. The DEA.
Wait, what?
I go... You don't have to lie, Ricky. It's not like the FBI. No. The FHA.
The FHA.
No, and then there's something
else. The Future Farmers of America.
And then I was like, whatever.
No, that's the FFA.
Oh, FHA. Like, yeah, Future DEA? Owners.
Future Homeowners of America.
So I'm ready to take another shot.
Not future. First time home buyers.
Like an FHA loan.
Why isn't there a T in there?
Future home buyer. FHA. Future home
association.
Yeah, something like that.
We can look maybe home buyers one word.
Yes.
Or hyphenated.
Anyway.
Whatever. No one's interested.
Let's go ahead and go through all of the emails.
Federal Housing Administration.
Oh, bam. Hold on. I need to sign back into the email.
Because
are you kidding me?
Because I think that this might just be easier.
You're not prepared. So,
let's start with, we do have an email from our wonderful straight photographer, longtime listener, amazing.
Whose first episode was the crying episode.
Yes.
And was like, I have to know what this hot mess is about.
Alex Clanny.
Yes.
And
if you need his photography, you should go check it out. AlexClannyPhoto.com.
And when he did our, Christmas cards 2 years ago, he did mention how he actually wanted to do more gay weddings.
Yes.
And now that it's actually getting more and more legal.
Oh, shit.
He actually is an amazing photographer because you all love those Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And he's a really nice guy and he listens to our show. So you should give him a call. He does travel because he has traveled for weddings and for other events before. So what was that again, Brad?
And he's pretty awesome.
Yes, he is.
AlexClannyPhoto.com. AlexClanny Photo. .com.
But what does his email say?
Congrats on making it to the 500th. Thanks for making podcasting interesting. Take a shot for me, Alex Clanny.
It's a little caramel apple shot.
Shablam.
Here we go.
Clink, clink.
This will be for the next. Are we counting this as three or as one?
God damn it, Ricky.
I didn't do that.
Are we counting as a three or as one?
Three, two, one.
Ooh. Actually, these are kind of gross.
Sorry about it.
It's not the
same. I am not a mixologist.
Okay. I love how bartenders like to say they're a mixologist now. No, you're a bartender.
I'm a sanitationary engineer.
No, you're a janitor.
Hey. Thank you for using janitor and not...
And not what?
What was I supposed to say?
No.
Maintenance engineer?
Isn't it
custodian?
Custodian?
His stepfather is technically a janitor. Mm-hmm. He works really hard, makes no money. But I thought a sanitation engineer was a dump truck driver.
Oh,
That's a trash man.
Or like
they make a lot of money.
A custodial engineer is a janitor.
Yeah, that works in a school
or a church.
Or church,
which for some reason in every school that I went to, the janitor was always a child molester.
What?
Yeah, not like a real child molester, but that's what the rumor was.
Of course it was, because they're the creepy guy in the corner with the broom.
I'm going to sweep this damn hallway and watch you.
Okay, well, someone... Ricky, will you, like, move your... Thank you. Now I don't know if our listeners can hear it, but I now no longer hear the... which I'm happy about.
So you know what I think our listeners should be listening to?
What is that?
Some voicemails.
Wait, should we do...
I went to the rest of the emails. Oh, fine. We can do a voicemail now if you're ready. Ring-a-ling-a-ding! We've got a voicemail!
No, that's phone call.
It's phone call.
God,
you fuck up.
We always fuck it up.
Right. No, you always fuck it up.
You know what? You have never had something I came up with in a fly, and you liked it. The listeners did.
Please play the call.
Kiss my ass.
I'm tired.
I need to find that. Sorry.
We still have...
Where'd it go?
Hello.
Here we are. Here we are.
Quality podcasting is not happening
right now. Here we are to save the day.
Hello, this is Ramble Redhead. Give you a call to say, hey, congratulations on reaching 500 episodes. Woo! And here's the
Okay, so what it says in here, it says, hello, this is Raymond. I'd like to give you a call today. I got a place and Bob Rashid, so. Here's an intern, which means a S, and if I can be kind of hard and have a car or even some of that .com.
So
Thank you, Ramble.
As you're doing that, he text messaged me.
I just got a message on
individually
Facebook.
Messaged me on Facebook.
What?
Asking me,
Ramble?
Yes, are you going to the Pride Parade tomorrow?
That's exactly what I just told him. I said, oh my God, we are listening to your message.
Holy shit.
It's meta.
Holy shit. Oh, no more brownies, please. Thank you.
I'll take a brownie.
So should we try to say this again? Just think, you're a batter blank batch 9.
What is a... Oh, yeah, that was...
Here, let's play
that. A bladder bitch bake 9.
We'll do this really quick.
Low-calorie drink, bitch. Bye.
What?
Just think, you're a batter blank batch 9.
Wait, that wasn't this call. Did you do a second one?
That was the one we saved. Remember, we were going to get really drunk, and we're going to test ourselves as long as we go.
Gotcha. Okay, so we'll go back to an email now. So we're going to do a lovely little email from... I'm assuming we can say his name, Michael Piccarello.
Which is an awesome name.
It is an awesome name. Let's see if I can now get his email. We're getting shots poured right now. Found monkeys. Email.
I'll take this shot this round.
Okay, except I can't find this now. I can't do this double duty thing.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, right?
It's so hard.
It's so hard. Wait, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're taking two.
Wait. How come there's nothing in this email now? Oh, congrats on your 500th podcast. Thanks for the many hours of entertainment. I've enjoyed listening to every one of your podcasts and look forward to hearing another 500.
Who is this?
Michael
Piccarello.
Piccarello.
Oh, yeah. With an awesome name.
Ching,
yeah,
ching, motherfucker. I'm going to drink this up.
Do the whole thing.
You don't have to. He can just do it.
This is double shots.
No, it's not double shots.
This is double shots.
Wait, so you're going to do a shot too?
No.
Wait, I can't count these then. Shit, we just did, what, three more?
Oh, my God.
Plus two.
Oh, my God.
No, we got you guys. Shayna does... Oh, I'm sorry. Lala, that's going to have to be cut out. Oh. Way to edit.
You never do. It's always my name, then just kidding, we're going to cut that out.
Oh,
well,
Lala's giving some hell to Ricky, who is supposed to.
Lala is throwing some shade.
Ricky's always like, no, we got to cut that out. She does not want her name. And then now we're hearing live from her mouth that he never edits the show.
Live from her mouth.
Do you know what's funny about that? There was a conversation going on Pride48.com on one of Romo's posts from Pod Cubs where... They talking about there's some podcasts who have several episodes in the bucket, and that they all this editing that goes on, and some people are like, yeah, we don't edit, it just happens, and I'm like, well, we don't either. And then there were people like, excuse me, you don't edit? We literally like record 2 hours and then put out a half hour.
Oh,
episode.
Fuck that shit!
It was like,
my sister used
to do. It's like, no.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah, Lala's saying that her and her sister used to do a podcast where they would do so much and then cut it down.
Oh. So. Geek.
Okay, so do you have another voicemail?
I do. This one, it'll be a shot for Ricky because this is probably like your biggest fan here. He really loves you.
Oh, it is. I know
Hi,
who this
Tall
is.
Monkeys. This is Ed. I'm calling from It's All About Me podcast. It's a special week this week for you all, and I want to just say a big happy 500 to each and every one of you. I just have to tell you that this show, Thought Monkeys, for me, let me get sentimental here, it means a lot to me because it's one of the podcasts that, along with another one Ricky probably won't like to me to say, but Pod is my co-pod. That I always try to, I don't know, maybe not even successfully, imitate in our show because this is the show that I truly love and I love and I will always love, so I hope you all continue to do 500 more. Now, to get kind of corny, Ricky knows my obsession, but my favorite group of all time is the Beatles. And I think of Foul Monkeys as sort of, that's my podcast of like the Beatles. It's sort of like on a level of its own. Nobody can touch it type of thing. And as far as the three of you are concerned, you guys sort of remind me of each Beatle in a way. So I sort of think of Waylon as Paul, sort of the cute one.
Waylon as Paul McCartney. That's right.
Ricky as John Lennon as
John
the
Lennon.
Genius. Because
the dead
friend,
one?
There would be no Foul Monkeys.
No, you're the dead one.
And I
That's
think of James as George,
James
as the
George.
Quiet one.
The quiet
you
one.
You know, to try to get in between the two of you. Ringo, of course, is all the other Foul Monkey hosts of the past, sort of in the background.
Uh-huh.
And during my time, since I've loved the Beatles my whole life, everybody's always asking me, you know, well, who is your favorite Beatle? And I always say, and don't take offense, Ricky, but it's always going to be George. And I just love James LeRoy. So no hate, no hate. So again, thank you guys so much for entertaining me all these years. I love you all. Take care. Happy 500. Bye.
That's so sweet. Right here, when he was talking about that, he's like, so no offense, Ricky, but it's always going to be George, and I just love to employ. So, okay, no hate. When he meant, I love James LeRoy.
I'm okay with being the Paul McCartney of the group.
Well, of course you are.
Because he's still making a lot of money. And
everyone knows
and that means
John
that Ricky
Lennon
is. And yeah, Ricky is dead.
But you got fucked by Michael Jackson.
Oh, wait. Tony, got fucked by Michael Jackson?
Yeah, Michael Jackson bought all the Beatles rights for a while.
Yeah, but now he's dead.
Well, yeah.
And he bought them all back.
But he still got fucked by Michael Jackson.
I don't know, though. I'm Sir.
So, Yoko
Paul
Ono. Tony, you're Yoko Ono.
Tony.
Can you sing like her?
They speak about the same amount of English.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, I love you, the provider. Hashtag.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys. So, what's next? Who's next?
Rainbow Red is like, did you record the show? And I'm like, yes, but now
right
we're doing
now.
Another one. Okay.
Right now.
Well, actually, why don't we go to one of our new listeners who is a big fan of us. We have two voicemails from Miss DeAndre.
Miss DeAndre?
Miss DeAndre. If, Brad, you want to get those up, there's one from the 29th as well as...
I got the first one.
One from the 21st.
DeAndre.
So the first call that he called from the 21st, which probably should be our first one, that actually had not anything to do with our 500th episode.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
He was calling in really talking about your need for KitchenAid.
Oh,
plus
okay.
Requesting some information about whether or not...
I messaged you about the other day.
You were going to be at Market Days, and I answered you back.
I did not get it.
Really?
No.
Oh, I told you. You emailed me back.
No. Wanted to, but I didn't get it.
You did, because you emailed me... You messaged me more about it.
No.
I said, that's a great cost.
He never price. Purchased it.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said you didn't get my response.
No, I got it.
Oh. I was like, I'm telling you. I
totally responded.
I responded.
I never got it.
I responded. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Let's get this DeAndre.
I have to use my words when we're talking to Waylon.
Yeah. You have to
Do
be
not
articulate.
Even, is this how we're going to roll into...
Hey, stop interrupting DeAndre.
500.
DeAndre is talking
hey,
now.
Monkey, this is DeAndre from Detroit. And I just finished listening to your last show. Not the ones you guys recorded live, but
Here.
The one before. I believe it's 476. And I am driving now, so I can't eat. But I wanted to at least put my two cents in, and I will say that, I guess start off by saying that you guys are talking about KitchenAid appliances, and I love baking, because I had a huge sweet tooth, and I do believe that every household should have a KitchenAid mixer. Gosh, wow. We have two at home, and I absolutely adore mine. I don't have the meat grinder attachment. I don't know if I could. I wonder how much that is, and if you can actually you can purchase. I would imagine you can purchase that. I have to look that up. Also, I believe that every household should also have Cutco knives. Oh my gosh! Hopefully, Waylon, you being the cook that you are, I would imagine you know what Cutco is. And
mm-hmm.
Top of the line knives, they're amazing. We have them; they're awesome.
We don't. We're
also,
poor.
You guys talk about blender. If you're going to get a blender for margaritas, the best part of the blender, I saw that they actually have a blender that has a spout on it, which I think is kind of cool, a spigot thing, which is cool. So, just kind of, if you're looking for a blender,
oh,
definitely get one of those.
A spigot. A little, like,
also, I'm trying to remember, racking my brain, also trying to drive at the same time. I guess that's it. Oh, no. Also, I wanted to say that I am going to Market Days, and hopefully I will get to see you guys there. Ricky, I didn't get to see you for Bear Pride, which I'm very upset about, but nonetheless, it's fine, you know, whatever, I guess. I better see you for Market Days. That's all I know. So other than that, you guys enjoy your weekend or week, whenever you see that, get this message, and I hope to see you guys soon in the near future. So see you later. Bye.
I'm busy that day.
Of course you are.
So yes, he didn't buy the KitchenAid yet, but you really should get one because they're amazing.
Yeah.
KitchenAid.
And it's really funny. I don't think you guys can hear this, but it looks like you guys are like really bored when we listen to voicemails because you can't hear shit at all. It's just like I look at you guys over there and our live audience and they're like, crickets.
No, and I don't know why he said he's not sure if you could buy it. I'm telling you, I have the meat grinder, the sausage stuffer, and the pasta attachments. You can buy them all individually.
He has them for the KitchenAid, too.
Oh.
Should blame.
Don't mess with me. I'll grind your meat.
I'm thinking that's more of a Christmas gift.
Eyes to the provider. That was like porn for the blind.
But there's like a lot of butter bars and sausage balls I have to make before I get that. People at work go crazy over that shit.
Actually, for the sausage balls, that would be nice not to have to get your hands all in there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we do have one more from DeAndre from the 29th.
Yes, are you ready for that one? Hey, guys, it's Dion, as in Celine Dion.
Wait. What? Is that?
Hey, guys, it's DeAndre.
Wait, pause this. Pause it. Why is his voice deeper?
Because it's like Bradley with his work voice when he answered the phone.
Oh, do you have
call.
A work voice? What? All right, do regular voice.
Wait. Oh my god!
Bitch.
Now do work voice.
I don't know how. I don't know. I can't. It's not on the spot.
You're like, this is Bradley. You're like, how can I help hi. You? Thank you for calling 420 East Ohio. This is Bradley.
It's a little bit more radio than.
Didn't say anything. It.
I don't know.
Do it.
I don't know. That's weird.
Hi, this is 420 East Ohio.
Thank you for calling 420 East Ohio. This is Bradley. How may I help you?
Yeah.
How may I help you?
And then they're like, oh, hey, it's Samantha. I just rented this apartment. Oh, what's up, girl? No, not really.
So are you going to play DeAndre's? Was that the translation that actually said
share? Hey, guys, it's Dion the right. That's what it says instead of, hey, guys, it's DeAndre.
Hey guys, it's DeAndre. I'm calling to congratulate you guys on your 500th episode. Love the show and continue to do a great job. Okay, talk to you guys soon. Bye.
We love DeAndre.
It also translated 500 episode to Pfeiffer episode.
Oh, Pfeiffer?
Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer episode.
Michelle Pfeiffer episode.
So that is a Ricky shot.
Wait,
why
no.
Is it a Ricky shot?
That's all you. We've taken shots already.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
God, get in line.
No, these are all new shots. I took a shot before, too.
No, you didn't.
Darn it.
Yuck.
Yeah, let's try.
As he pours another one.
Well, no, we've got to get ready. We need to get rid of it.
Oh! You should stir that before you put it in there.
Ooh, girl. You got to sip it before you tip it.
Hey, yeah. I didn't spill it. So, we went from one crazy poster follower to another one. We got a couple messages from the RC. Brad, if you need some assistance, both on the 29th and on the 18th.
Brad, if you need some assistance.
Oh my god. They're both the they're both 500 episodes. For the one from the
I got the first one.
The 29th, we totally have a message saying you must read the voice translation.
So here's the first one, not that one, but here's the first
one. And this is a Ricky shot.
You fell chunkies. It's RC in Madison, Wisconsin, calling to wish you a happy 500th episode. That's all. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm just going to fucking leave it at that. And that's it. So, bye.
Well, that was great. And that was pretty serious. However, he makes a really huge point in this next one that this was his hashtag serious.
Oh, there's the hashtag serious
one? Yes. Hashtag serious. voicemail.
Well, if it's really serious, it should be Sirius.
Sirius.
Oh, why do you not work? Here we go.
It's that serious.
Hey there, Found Monkeys. This is RC Martinez calling you again to leave you a real message this time, a hashtag serious one. I just wanted to say that, you know, you guys totally cracked my shit up. Happy 500th episode. Ricky, Waylon, Brad, I love the podcast, as you can tell, as everybody can fucking tell. So, yeah, you know, thanks for the free entertainment, and thanks for being the Foul Monkeys. You guys are just so awesome. I love hearing about Chicago. I love hearing about your points of view. I love the way you guys compliment each other. I love hearing Ricky's bitchiness. And anyway, so there's my hashtag serious voicemail for you guys. And I really hope you guys keep it up, because it makes me happy every time I hear you guys, you know, and I see that the show has dropped. And it's pretty cool to see, you know, that you guys can do that. So anyway, happy 500th. I hope you guys get fucked up. And don't do anything stupid. Alright, well, bye guys.
So, where was he? Because it sounds like he's in the back of a caterpillar, like, claw work machine.
All I know is, for some reason, that some vegan curry soup we had, the Eddie Vedder soup.
Is it rolling in your stomach right now?
No, it's just more the fact that these shots, I do not feel, are doing as much as before.
No.
We're going to have to do something about this.
Up the ante.
Where's the butterscotch?
And
here's the,
that was not that serious, because there was no tears.
No. Here's the translation, and it's... There's some funny parts. Okay, hey there, Foul Monkeys. This is our city. Much calling you again to leave you a real mess. This time, Aspect Serious 1.
Oh.
I just wanted to say that you know...
Aspect Serious 1.
That is the next name of NASA spaceship.
Aspect Serious 1.
Have you ever had an Aspect? Isn't that what those gelatin dishes that are in the... like, they're very French, and they're in the Julia Child cookbooks? Aspects, I think they are.
I have no idea.
That sounds disgusting.
They are disgusting dishes made of gelatin, like molds of meat and things.
No.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure.
I don't do that.
We should Google that later.
This time, Aspect Serious 1. I just wanted to say that, you know, you guys totally cracked my up the 500th episode. This is what I laughed at, is that it censors itself for Google Voice. Ricky, Waylive, and Brad, I love the pasta. As you can tell, as everything, so yeah, you know. Thanks for the free entertainment, and thanks for being with Foul Monkeys. You guys are just so awesome. I love hearing about Chicago. I love hearing about your points with you. I would really have and compliment each other. I will give me a she said she, Dennis, and what? Anyway. I will give me a she said she, Dennis, and anyway. So, yeah, there's my past experience voicemail for you guys.
Don't smack it like that, bitch.
And I really hope you guys keep it up, cause it makes me happy return my. I hear you guys know 9AC, the show is dropped, and it's pretty cold, you. You guys can do that. So, anyway, happy 500. I hope you guys, but you don't do anything stupid. Hi, guys.
Okay, that got really annoying at the end.
This time, Aspect Serious 1. That's my favorite part.
Just moving it a little help, but there you go. That's fine. That's fine. When you smack
this
it...
This shit is 7 years old.
When you smack it, it hurts.
Hey.
So I've decided what we're going to do at the end, when we're done recording
Chuck
tonight.
Chuck goes,
when we're done recording tonight, first of all, our listeners...
Here, let me take a shot for that.
Our listeners need... In the studio, need to keep drinking, and they need to do shots with us,
right?
Because what we're going to do,
she's like, oh, fuck yeah.
What we're going to do, we're going to end our podcast with a segment where I have had people have messaged me personally saying that they really want and like, which Lala here will reenact our porn for the blind.
Oh, do we have a video?
No, but we'll find a video, and that will be we'll end our 500th celebration.
You know who sent us those videos of the really weird, like, comic book porn? with like Batman and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I might have the link to this still somewhere. My
even
email.
If we have to pause to get it ready, Lala will end our show with
describing.
We'll do porn for the blind. And we will have her describe it for you so our blind listeners can masturbate as well.
Yes.
But as we're doing that, we did get an international phone call from the lovely Ed Chan.
We love an international phone call.
We still have your pink dot. We love your pink dot. It is from 629 in case you need it.
I already got it.
The Red Dot Celebration actually was today that we're recording, or yesterday. Even heard about it on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
This year's celebration. Apparently, did you know that where the Pink Dot Celebration happens, it is actually illegal to have gay sex?
That's against
the law where they do the celebration. But Ed was not too sure on his Facebook page if he was going to go due to some personal challenges that he's experiences, but I think he did go.
Because he was having gay sex.
No. We will not diminish his personal experiences for that. But we are very happy that you called us again. And ringling a ding, we do have a phone call from Ed Chan. Foreign.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Brad. Hey, Waylon. This is Ed Chan. Oh, God, I'm fucking it up. Sorry. Anyway, I'm just calling in to wish you guys a happy 500th episode. Ricky, do you feel firm now? Do you feel
firm now?
Nah, just kidding. I love you guys. Oh, God. Anyway, happy 500th, and wish you guys all the best, and keep it coming. And thanks for 500 years of... 500 years. Oh, my God. I really am fucking...
He's Asian. 500 years.
500 episodes of poofinging. Thank you. Bye-bye.
He sounds so American.
I love this. It says, hey, Ricky, 88, Brad, hey, Wayland. This is at 10. Oh, garments. And he's like, ah, damn it.
No, I do love that even with our Google voice, like that literally came from an international number.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
We're totally texting.
It's like number, dot, number.
We're going to text you.
Are you?
No.
Because I'm not.
That costs money.
Yeah, how is it? How much is it? It's Singapore. How much is a Singapore TX?
Singapore TX.
Well, since we're on the international, which is not really international, but it takes forever to get there, Kyle in Hawaii.
That's
kind of foreign.
Kind of foreign.
They're like 3 days ahead of us.
They are.
Or behind us.
But I think everyone from Hawaii is hotter.
Duh.
I don't know. Are they hotter than people from Australia? Audience,
it's
what do you
accent.
Think?
It's the accent.
Yeah, there's an accent. There's an Australian accent that is missing from the Hawaii. Yeah.
Australians are hot because of their accent. Hawaiians are hot because, well, they're in Hawaii.
Yeah, they surf more.
And they could almost be Polynesian, but not really.
They're kind of faux Asian. Is that what you're trying to say?
Faux-sian. But he's like totally white.
There was one thing I saw online. There was one thing I saw online about people who are traveling to Hawaii, and they're asking about, well, do I need to get like go to a currency exchange? And
what are they retarded?
Yes, they were, because then somebody was like, oh yeah, you'll need to go to this one place. When you get outside of the airport, just go right here. Blah blah blah. They're really helpful. You just ask for Tiffany or whatever, and they'll be able to get your exchange done. And the person responds like, oh my God, thank God, I am so glad you responded, this is just has made my day, blah blah blah. And he goes, bitch, I was joking, it's America.
I wanted her to go up and ask for Tiffany, and I wanted the response to be back and be like, hey asshole, I went up there, I asked for Tiffany. First of all, she got fired 6 months ago.
Right.
Second of all, they looked at me like I was crazy.
Well, come on now.
Yeah, I know.
Come. Only someone in Texas or Phoenix would answer.
Because I think that he is hot as fuck, I will take Kyle in Hawaii.
You will take his shot?
I will swallow it whole.
Oh my God. He is masturbating right now.
It will get...
That's not me.
Yeah, no, that was Kyle Hawaii voicemail.
Oh,
master. So will you play his voicemail so that I can touch myself while taking the shot?
Okay.
while Shayna's like, what? I'm sorry, Lala.
Hello, Waylon, James, and Ricky. I just wanted to say happy 500th episode. This is Colin White. I just wanted to say that. Love you guys. I love the podcast, and I look forward to more. Take care. Bye.
It said your name was, it's Conway.
On the Google thing?
As in Twitty?
We'll make sure that Ricky edits that.
Hi.
Ooh, sure.
Oh, see, she now has learned.
She
like
has
I'm gonna
power.
Make, I'm gonna make this pop in our ears by, I'm gonna
slam
talk and
table.
Slam my hands on this table because you keep saying my real name.
And that's what 7-year-old equipment does.
Maybe when she moves to Chicago,
she'll be
we
our
won't have to beep
in-house
her name
editor.
Anymore.
Yeah, she'll be our in-house editor. She'll be like, yeah so such and such went, and then da da da. She's taking timestamps now. Love it. All right, who's next shot?
Well, we do have a voicemail from Lala, but we're going to save that right before the porn for the blind, since we should have actually answered this before she came to our house.
Yeah.
But we'll wait until before her segment we do that one.
Yes.
But we do. Let's actually do some emails first, because we're kind of falling behind on those, and we're actually getting caught up. Which is weird.
Wait, what? We're kind of falling behind on those, but we're getting caught up.
No, we're falling behind on the emails. However, we don't have a lot of messages left. Like, we've actually gone through a lot of our voicemails.
Okay.
All right.
That's
disgusting.
Was not me.
No, but I will say, though, was it whose is the one listener that used to hate that for you? This is like from this. That is a throwback Foul Monkey episode. Mm-hmm. That is from Foul Monkey's probably 245.
Right.
Was the belching. This is a, you know, a retrospective. A retrospective.
You're doing
here.
A throwback.
Can we say
Thursday?
This?
Oh, it tastes like maraschino cherries.
All right. There's
Ricky
one from,
or someone. To do,
I wish we had maraschino.
Do we want to do humors? Now. Who is humors from the website? They came.
I don't know.
Come, he's hilarious.
Don't forget. You can leave us a message on the website on foulmonkeys.com.
You sure can.
But we do have one there from Humors 1 about the 500th episode.
Congratulations! I've been lurking for a couple of years and have heard every episode that your site will allow. You guys are awesome. Please keep it up.
Ricky, that one's for you. Please take that full shot.
I want to know who Humors is.
Well, take that shot and think about when is it swirling in your mouth? What that shot tastes like. What does that listener taste like?
What?
Humors, shit. Who are you? Have you called? Are you a first-time caller, long-time listener? Like,
he said he's been listening for a couple of years and have heard every episode that your site will allow.
It used to allow everything.
Not
it
anymore.
Did.
It wasn't until recently that we said, oh, no, motherfuckers, because you shut our shit down.
You shut our shit down too many times.
Anyway, we do have a listener from... Chicago virgins with muscular sclerosis from CVWMS. Our friend.
Wait, what?
It's a real problem.
Yes. Wasn't this the. This isn't this the guy from Las Vegas that CVWMS
oh
that.
Oh, yeah.
That we
yeah.
used to try to. We used to always just say, like, what that stood for.
Right.
So that's why.
Is he going to meet us in Vegas this year?
I don't know. So, but his email comes from pleasure. I'm not lying.
It
First
says,
of all,
it reads pleasure to me.
I do have to say pleasure to me.
That's his Craigslist email.
CVWMS. I actually miss your emails as
with
well
pictures.
As well as your pictures, and especially of your refrigerator, because it cracked my shit up. And I loved getting your mail, and it's been a while. And yeah, you're in Vegas. Are we going to see you at Pride 48?
Hello.
But Bradley, James, Leroy, are you going to read us that message?
From fabulous Las Vegas, congratulations on reaching a milestone. Cheers to another 500. CV Wims.
What was it? Chicago virgins will marry
Chicago
singles.
Virgins.
Okay, that works too.
That's good.
Ching well, ching.
Don't flip it. Will you like touch your cord? Oh no! Oh, thank you. 7 years now said that someone in this room is finally gonna have to put some money down for this shit.
Butterscotch.
I already put it down.
You got half this shit for free.
We host it now.
Free?
You? How many pieces of equipment here were paid by listener money?
This and a microphone that we're not using right now because I need rubber bands.
Those are the only two things.
Everything else was paid for by me.
Mm. Really?
Yes.
Mm.
That makes sense why the stands are a little shitty and they fall apart.
Thank you.
Okay, so...
Yeah, he talks to me that way too.
Oh, fuck you. So we do have two emails from two different Toms. Mm-hmm. Thoms. One's from a Thomas, one's from a Thom. One, actually, we do not have to take a shot for, but we'll just throw it in here since our livers need a break, which would be from Tom from the website email from 6-7. This is really just a random summer hello, which is actually kind of nice. It is not a 500th show, but it's good to say.
Are you talking the one about from Thom?
Thom.
Thom Tom?
Yes.
Hi, boys. It's Thom Tom. Dropping a line and saying hello. I hope you guys are enjoying summer in Chicago. Loving catching back up on your show and psyched to see you up on the iTunes. Well done, good sirs. Someday I'll try and catch your live show on Pride 48. XX Tom Thom.
That's the person I was telling you about to look up online.
Oh, the one from here in Chicago?
The one that came to visit her.
Is he a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense with this email.
I think he used to have a podcast called Teaching Tom, or he has a website or a
blog. He's rather handsome.
Girl, everybody else in Chicago thought so, too.
Again, we could put him on the list of...
He was all over the
place. Can we put him on the list as strippers for our bachelor party?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we got that list is growing, but...
Who all's in there right now?
Well, the top of the list is definitely Matthew from Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy. Ooh, Luke. And
how about Kyle?
Tom. Oh, Kyle in Hawaii, yes. Except, though, that needs to be like a...
Like
our honeymoon.
An intersweet honeymoon trip.
Yeah, because we'll go to Hawaii for that one.
Someone doesn't look happy.
Whatever.
I'm just drunk.
Bradley would get all up in that if he had to. Actually, this is your shot, so you're the one behind us now.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
You are. Catch up, motherfucker.
Well, I should let him pour it so you can get our other Thomas S, his 500th episode and shot email.
Okay.
And I'll pour my shot, and I'll do this next one. If you
so it says, Thomas, hey, Foul Monkeys, congratulations on your 500th show. I can't imagine doing something 500 times. So that is definitely an accomplishment.
Do you know how many times we've all masturbated? I know, please.
Now, enjoy your show. And your shot.
Lava
it better be strong.
At least 500
Wait,
times.
Let's see.
Today. Just now.
When do you normally start masturbating? 14?
12.
I'm 12?
12.
You were 12? Get it.
12. Was there hair on that? Like, was that like wacky totally. Whack?
There's
like
still not hair on it.
There, I might have had a few hairs, yeah.
So that's 375 times in the 12th year, 13th year. I'm like, please.
You made that in the first month.
I'm like, if you even did just once a day... You
dude, when I was like 14, it was like 3, 4, or 5 times a day.
Mm.
It was on.
Wait, well, gross. Why did I say That's that kind of that just don't point at me. That's more disturbing to me because it's you. Not because it's 14, because it's Ricky. Exactly. No sister cock. That's what our Bear Pride group, whenever they talk about like this intergroupal
like sexcapades.
It's like no sister cock.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
So here's to you, Thomas S. And you need to masturbate more, apparently, and to sister cock. Cheers.
So bad. Oh my god. Ugh.
Oh, gross. Oh, this butter. Scotch schnapps shit is tasting less and less yummy.
Ugh, I can't believe we're getting drunk on butterscotch schnapps.
Well, you know what's great? It's because we are actually...
Schnapps.
We are getting through.
Halfway through?
No, we're more than halfway through. Like, we only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 left.
Fuck.
Out of 36, we are good.
I'm so drunk right now.
We're just going to do it because it's the next one on my list that is not highlighted as green that we've talked about, which has nothing to do with our 500th episode, which is that you, sir, Mr. Ricky,
yes,
emailed back the Reaction Podcast and let them know that we were going to answer them and talk about their show and whatever. And they responded back.
What?
Oh, my God. And I actually, their response back was really nice because it kind of talked about the fact that actually, even though we kind of bitched about that you were too local, it's actually okay because obviously you have a lot of fucking people who like that and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it, Brad or Ricky, whoever wants to read it?
Hi, Ricky. Thanks. I can't do that. Never mind.
Is that your version of an Australian accent?
I can't
accent?
Do it. I can't.
I can't do it.
Stop it.
Okay. Thanks for the email.
I can't stand it.
I would have really liked to have a phone call from them.
No need to apologize about being too local. It's a good thing. I'm guessing that you're really relevant to groups of people in Chicago that really appreciate how local you are. Still really enjoyed the show. You guys do great work. I'll give those shows a listen.
Well, so that kind of, so maybe that was a little shady, but that yet
was,
not.
That was older. I love the... Well, I'm sure you're really relevant to groups of people in Chicago that really appreciate your local.
First of all, only cynical people okay, like
first off,
you
that is a shot
would take it as a negative.
Response.
And actually, yes, that is your shot. Because that was response to your email.
You need to fucking take that shit.
I don't find that to be so cynical. I think that he was actually giving us props with no. We didn't say your show was shit. It was just a little for us Australians.
Well,
and we're straight. We couldn't really understand. So anyway,
right.
We have one email left, and it is from one of our super listeners.
Oh, shit.
Who, super listener in the fact that he validates you every time.
That he's the best.
Because he is the one person outside of DeAndre, RC, anyone else that will be in that fucking chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Toppy Smelly.
Oh, yeah.
Toppy Smelly is, I think, the super listener to anyone on Pride 48, if not every podcast.
It better be us.
And he is always in that chat room and is always supporting us. And he did send us a 500 email. And this one's for Brad for a shot.
Dear stinky orangutans,
please take more shots.
Congratulations on reaching this milestone with your mildly entertaining podcast. Just kidding.
Oh.
I love you guys, and I especially love it hard when you do your little live shows on Pride 48. Hope Ricky is stinking drunk. You stinky orangutan Jew. Love and kisses, Toppy Smelly.
Now, has Toppy Smelly been to Pride 48? Like, have I actually met him? I don't think
no.
We have. Okay, good.
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so the first year, because that was blended all together since
we
were new.
Is he going to this year?
Ooh, that
I don't
was
know.
Time.
And you were all were like amazed that people were crying over you?
Well, yes, but at the same time, though, it was hard to get... It's hard to put together and connect the dots with all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. But so the next one I want to go to, though, is from 829 at 1148 from one person who also is podcast royalty, who I was shocked that called in.
Oh, my God.
Because I actually didn't think he knew that
who we were,
that we existed. Though I now found out that it's really just because he likes all of Ricky's dog postings on Facebook. But we got a phone call from Auntie Vera
Charles.
Who
doesn't love Ivy?
Oh, well, you know what? I actually...
And I haven't even talked about my new baby.
Which, funny you say that, because your co-host did not know you had a new baby.
For
why don't
real.
Why don't we talk about that before? While Bradley gets ready, Auntie Vera's
ready.
Phone call. Well, that was just something to, you know, segue, but thank
right.
you.
Just letting you know I'm ready.
Tell us about this new baby that we didn't even know about until you got here today.
So, you guys, on episode 499, which you have not heard yet.
Because you are lazy.
I talked about how I had been chiseling away to the provider about this one dog that has been at the animal shelter since March. And they were about to put her to sleep because no one was adopting her. And I could not live with myself with that. So, we adopted... dog named Penny, which her name is Ezel.
Which is actually great because why?
She's deaf. And that's why no one wanted to adopt her. But her name is Ezel, and it's in the, how do you say that? Nawali? Huh?
Nawahu.
What?
Nawahu?
Nawati?
Nawahu?
Nawaki?
Nawatol.
Nawatol?
Which is the Aztec language.
Mm-hmm.
And Ezel means unique or one of a kind.
Mm.
And it makes sense because she's deaf and she has like these like piercing blue eyes. She is so pretty, you guys.
Basically, what we now have learned is you can never wear black while going to Ricky's apartment because he now has two extremely white-ass dogs. And one of...
Everything is clear.
The provider. Hashtag provider said fucking things are clean in my house, bitch. However, still, clean or not, you don't wear black coming to your house.
But she's sweet as pie. She's excellent. Ivy is the one that really has the issues with her right now.
Well, of course, because
she's the baby.
And she's had some problems in her past life.
Yeah, you know, being left in a car to die. I guess that is hard for you.
Rude.
Oh, gosh. Well, way to bring this down.
Insensitive. Sorry.
Our drunken high has now turned to who's going to cry first. Thank you, Melissa McLaughlin. Or Sarah McLaughlin. No, I mean, Sarah McLaughlin.
That is sad.
I got my lesbian music mixed up.
Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa Etheridge and Sarah McLaughlin.
Is Sarah McLaughlin a lesbian?
No.
Well, yes.
She sings lesbian coffeehouse folk music. She is not. She's married to Lala.
She is a lesbian by folk music
standards.
She doesn't shave her pits.
So speaking, well,
she's a feminist, not a lesbian.
Lesbian.
Because you can be
no
pansexual and a feminist.
Every time I hear the word pansexual, I think of the movie Pan, which is really good.
When I think of pansexual, I think that you have sex with pans.
What? And Lala.
I'm so glad Lala's here in our studio audience.
I
know how you feel.
She gave like reached out jazz hand face of like, yes. That's what I've always felt.
She gave jazz hand realness. Jazz hand realness.
She fucking took that award.
God. So anyway. All this led.
I meant Pan's Labyrinth is what I meant.
I figured it's because like Pan.
Yeah.
But Pan's Labyrinth, that's weird, gross.
I love that movie.
That was a fantastic movie. So anyway, I can't believe that we actually got a voicemail from the one and the only Auntie Vera Charles.
Oh. Hello, foul monkeys. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, and I just wanted to say congratulations on 500 shows. That's a lot of poo flinging. I mean, that's been going on for almost too long. But I don't want to be negative. Just keep doing what you do, foul monkeys. 500 more, and then call it quits. But you're great, foul monkeys. Congratulations on 500. And fling it, babies.
So you know what's great about that is
I love her.
Is that this? I actually think if he listens to the show, which I don't think he will, he could get some good feedback from. Because what I'm going to say next is that was almost like the exact same message we would have got from someone who is not on any of our list, which is a little surprising to me. And I'm sure that now that you realize this, you're going to give him a hard time. We do not have a message from Big Fatty.
We do not. Or my mama.
Or mama.
There is not a message from mama. Big Fatty for 500, an email or a voicemail. However, his arch nemesis.
Called us.
Auntie Vera Charles.
I love that you know this. Have you been listening to podcasts lately?
Not lately, but when I have listened to both Auntie Vera and
Big Fatty,
and I witnessed their online Twitter battles, one can infer. Because, you know, Big Fatty is, as a human being in person,
he is not big or fatty.
And is actually one of the greatest people ever. Like, literally one of the most amazing people we've ever met in our life. His show, on the other hand, I go in a year cycle of, I can't do this. I'm going to listen to 20 shows because since he does it daily. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, dude, I can't do this anymore. And then you listen to it again and you're like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I love him so much. I'm going to listen to a show. Motherfucker, no,
and
I can't do this.
And the first fart noise, you're out.
That's like, like, done.
Well, that was brownies.
But he's amazing. But I'm a little surprised that your mama and/or Big Fatty has not called.
I think it's because I haven't called Mama's show.
I think so. Also, he may be a little annoyed at your seeking a validation.
Probably.
No one is annoyed by that.
Everyone is annoyed by that. Thank you, Lala.
I actually think Big Fatty is a bigger fan of Bradley and I doing our own show.
Y'all bitches, your wishes might come true.
500 is the last episode.
Wait, can you please mark this down? He just said that may be our wish come true. But if any podcaster tries to steal us on Twitter.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
Oh, it's like, oh, no more.
I have to release you.
I will blow that airplane up.
I give the pink slip.
You know what, also? I can't believe Sater, even though he hates you and you hate him, has not called in to wish me a happy 500th episode.
Because he doesn't like Brad either.
Oh,
he
no.
likes me.
I think he likes Brad.
He likes me more than you.
Actually, I think he likes me for his podcast, but I kind of think he would like Brad for his bedroom.
Yeah.
Have you seen those pictures he posts on Twitter all the time?
Yeah, Bradley looks nothing like that. But he could. He's close.
No, I'm going to stop you right
you're
there.
Like the
I am not close to any of that.
You're the Abercrombie Fall catalog, the one where they wear four layers.
Oh! Collarbones up. Collarbones up.
I do the smell catalog.
Jesus Christ. Well, we only,
for the cologne.
We only have like four left now.
Thank God.
They're all voicemails. So let's go to, we got a call from Brian from the Game Night Guys.
Oh, Brian.
And he was so fun to meet earlier this year. That's the greatest thing about
it was fun.
Since you've brought your podcast to Chicago. I know you met a lot of people down in Florida, but in the last, what, 3 years, 2 years that you've lived in Chicago, a lot of people have come. Lala here in the audience and his and her husband, your husband. But then we've met all kinds of people, including Brian from the Game Night Guys, all the way from Arizona, right?
Where all the fucking crazy people live right now.
Well, and it's hot as fuck.
Did you see my tweet about how I said, I hope all the crazy people in Arizona die in the heat stroke or in the heat wave. And then Ness is like, meh. And I was like, I said all the stupid people.
You're so crazy.
But do you have that one?
I'm ready.
Great. So here's Brian from the Game Night Guys.
Hey, Brad, Waylon, and Ricky. This is Brian from Game Night Guys. I am calling to congratulate you on your 500th show. That is a very big accomplishment. So congratulations to you. Now, Ricky, drink, bitch.
Oh, shit. Here's the one.
I have one right here.
Have a...
No. We only have three left, so no, that is...
I just did the last one.
You did not just do the last one.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
First of all, we've all been doing them, though. We'll do the other ones. But your sip from your cocktail does not equate a shot.
But it's not even my turn.
It is now, because, yes.
No, I...
When someone calls you out on the voicemail, you have to take a shot.
My shot glass is empty. Because yours are full.
That's because we got ready for our next one.
That can be solved. That can be solved.
Girl, you
then open your mouth.
Take this one. Shot, 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 shot. Just like the bars. Come on.
Speaking of Game Night Guys.
It's almost midnight.
Speaking of Game Night Guys, I got to meet Mike Lawson this weekend.
Yes.
And Tony did too.
He's dreamy in those pictures.
He's so cute.
I wish we... Brad, if
Mike Lawson, remember with RC?
The one that didn't talk so much.
And he had a female friend that was like, who the fuck are you people?
So before we move on from Brian, which I'll take the shot for that because I like Brian.
Here, pour your next one because you still have one coming and your drink doesn't count.
We have three left.
Pour.
It says, hey, this is Brian from Came On Guys.
Oh.
Came On Guys.
Yes. Very hot. Very hot. What's our next one? Who are we doing next?
You didn't play it yet.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we just played Game Night Guys.
Yes, we did.
Did it play all the way through?
Yes.
Oh, was that short?
Waylon, you're so fucking drunk.
Nice.
Jesus.
Nice. Well, we actually only have two left because the last one is from Lala, and that doesn't technically count.
Because we still have to find the video.
So all three of us are going to do shots for the next two. So, yes. So, next one is from Jimmy Bear, who Bradley and I did get to meet. You met in Florida, but we got to meet at Bear Pride.
And I got to meet both of his partners.
He is a married man.
I got to meet both of them. I got to meet both of them.
Who's the second partner?
I don't know, but I'm just starting rumors, I guess. I got to meet both of them because they were both awake.
Oh, that's right, because Bradley was bitching that he never met Jimmy Bear's partner because he was always in bed already.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Bear, in this voicemail, does give us a drink recipe that I wish we would have gotten earlier, but we did get earlier today.
Yeah.
Actually, at 6:33 p.m., which was only like an hour before we recorded.
But we already bought all our booze.
But I think that we should try it sometime because it kind of sounds both disgusting and amazing. So, go ahead.
Hey, Paul Monkeys, it's Jimmy Bear. Congratulations on the 500th episode. I have a drink that you might want to try for this episode. It's called a Spank the Monkey, and it's a shot. So So basically, in a double shot glass, add 3/4 ounce of bananas, schnapps, 3/4 ounce of vanilla twist vodka, and then top that off with a 1/2 ounce of Bacardi 151. If the glass is clear, the drink will actually look banana yellow. So drink this up and get in touch with your inner primate. Take the shot and be prepared to go ape shit. All right, congratulations again, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, I miss you.
He was a nice guy. He was great to meet in person.
Doesn't sound too disgusting.
What?
It doesn't sound too disgusting.
No, we actually wanted to save it because I think that we should try it on a future episode when we actually go out and spend the money for the banana liqueurs and stuff.
We should try it with like a chocolate liqueur too. Like a banana dipped chocolate.
We'll have to do it both.
Wait, a chocolate dipped banana.
Yeah. So we have one last phone call besides our studio audience question.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of appropriate since tomorrow, which we have not talked about.
Oh, my God. We have to get up so early.
Tomorrow is Chicago Pride.
Oh, like the official event.
The official Pride Parade.
Is the parade of the year.
Pride Parade. That's right. With as much alcohol as we're having, who knows? We may all have diarrhea tomorrow, and we won't be able to go to the Pride Parade, let alone walk in it.
We're not all you, Waylon.
I know. But we do have one last voicemail from Kathy Bacon.
Oh, that one.
Which we can only assume is Kathy Bacon because she never said her name. It was just the Kathy Bacon-esque rambling voicemail that made no sense.
It's totes
Kathy Bacon.
Yeah, totes.
And I don't feel like Googling her area code to make sure it is Kathy Bacon, but we're pretty sure this is Kathy Bacon.
Hey, K-Bay.
Well, if you did look it up, you'd be like, no one lives in South Dakota.
And why this plays, we're all going to do our shot. Because then we only have one round of shot left when we do our last one.
You're not going to answer this phone. You have no intentions of answering the phone calls that come to this number. Could you just change it to one ring? I mean, okay, do I have to complain about everything? Okay, so it rang and rang and rang. It's not very inviting. It just doesn't seem... Could you turn the TV on? I feel like I can hear myself. I can't hear myself.
So anyway, she's talking to her kids.
Like, it wasn't like... Oh, we want to hear from you because the phone rings when I said, oh my gosh, you're not going to, I feel like I should just go vomit. I should just go stick my finger down my throat and vomit. If I could go stick my finger down my throat and vomit those caramel rolls.
Okay, pause this, please. I don't think you can because you're looking at something else. But I just realized this was not appropriate for our last call because all she's talking about is vomiting.
Vomiting.
And we're taking shots, and this is like our last shot.
And we want to vomit.
And we kind of want to vomit. And I don't want to hear about someone saying, I'm going to vomit. You're going to make me vomit. I just need to vomit.
Could you imagine if we threw up with all those carrots and stuff?
Oh. And the curry?
Oh.
And the cauliflower and the nuts and the... No, everything in there would be special.
But you could probably reheat it.
What? What? Everyone in this room is looking at him with eyes of like, who the fuck are you?
You could totally re-eat it.
Who re-eats their vomit?
Ivy.
Two girls, one girl.
Ivy. That's
Ivy. She's a fucking dog.
And
speaking of, we do have listeners who want to hear potentially if we want to talk about it more later about the, what was it? The
raw food diet.
The raw food diet. They're
I had a very specific message from a friend, which we'll talk about later, but he also realized that it may not be the most exciting conversation for the podcast, but he really wants to learn more about it because they've been thinking about it for their cats.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, you do get some validation in that way too.
So cats puking, we'll go back to Kathy Bacon.
Coffee there, so I don't have to turn around and re-drink my pot of coffee. I'd probably be okay. But anyway, I went to Vegas last weekend. Yeah, this is all about me. I went to Vegas. I'm not talking about Jeremy. I went to Vegas last weekend, and it was last weekend. Anyway, so today's Saturday, so I've been home since Wednesday at 3:45 or so, and I don't have the death flu or whatever it was called. So anyway, seems like I'll be okay. I tell you that hand sanitizer helps. All right, I think I feel like I sound like I need some water. With my it looks pretty nice here. I don't know if I'm gonna go motorcycling today, probably not because the wind is blowing because it's South Dakota, And what was I calling you guys for? So, okay, take a shot. Happy anniversary. And I hope that you reach 1,000 years. Ugh. Okay. Because this is your 500-year anniversary, right?
All right. That's it. Oh, girl. Okay, the beacon.
So, as we wrap up this 500th episode, Bradley is going to look for the perfect porn, which I think he already has ready, for our in-studio audience, Lala, to do porn for the blind, as well as we will listen to her special Ask the Expert segment, which came in incredibly too late for us to answer prior to her visit here to Chicago. However, you do have 12 hours to still do what you asked for us. But
it's
with
not
that,
gonna happen.
But with that, Ricky, congratulations on 500 episodes.
Thank you.
I think about quitting every day. But it is still amazing that this is your 500th episode. Especially, you don't really realize how big of a deal that is until you see all the other people you listen to or their podcast. How no one is really anywhere near 500.
I know.
Even the people that you think that are amazing or that a bit like, you know, they think of themselves as the pillars of the community, mm-hmm. they are not near 500.
They are not.
Obviously, their responses are going to be quality versus quantity, but still, the fact that you put out...
We just know that Ricky puts out more.
You have put out more than anyone that we know. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for letting us be, even though we still may not be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You never know when you're going to piss us off.
I will never, ever piss you
off. You never know that...
That you will...
That's true. You just may say... We may just say, we're going to be a spinoff...
And I'll burn your fucking house down.
No, because Lala will be living here now, and then you'll have the
I'll burn both your houses.
And then
down.
You'll be having the dueling Lalas on your show.
Oh my God, four boobies at one time.
And they're all called Lala. That's going to be really fucking confusing.
Hey Lala, what's up Lala?
Well, I wanted to say thank
There'll
you.
Be Law and Law.
I wanted to say thank law. You to you guys for doing this with me because if it wasn't for you guys, I probably would not be doing this show.
You think?
I think.
Don't be rude.
And also, even though things didn't work out with other co-hosts, I wanted to say thank you to them also, because if it wasn't for them, I would not have gotten this far.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we do have listeners who do prefer some of the old co-hosts over mm-hmm. us even, or your life was very different in those times, and mm-hmm. your podcast.
Oh, well, we're getting British, y'all.
Your podcast.
Well, podcast.
has greatly changed in these 7 years, depending upon your situation. And, mm-hmm. you know, for the better or for the worse, depending on our listeners' point of view. No, they definitely have had quite the important
they
part
had
of it.
7 years of my life. That's yeah. crazy to me.
And even though some of those co-hosts have been nuts, some of them still are nuts, and others are just have big tits mm-hmm. and funny laughs. I mean, I don't know. People have called in to say they've loved everyone for a different reason, and it's kind of a different thing, and you can't stay the same. If you were the same as when you started to now, mm-hmm. that would be awful. If you stayed the same as you are now for the next 500 episodes, that would also be awful. So,
I think it's crazy that people know more about me in the past 7 years than probably my whole family knows.
But I also think, though, that's interesting. I think you share less now than you did.
Oh, I totally share less than
you,
I did.
This used to be your, like, personal journal,
mm-hmm.
cry blog. And now it's turned more...
It wasn't always cry blog. It was just that one time.
But now it's
it
more...
I was
heartbroken.
It was pretty epic.
Now
I was heartbroken.
But now it's more, I don't even know how to describe it. It's more topical.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what'll be in the future. So, Brad, do you have anything to say? Not to put you on the spot, we've also kind of said something.
Thanks.
Wow. So.
No, I have fun with this. I think it's a fun thing to do. And I do appreciate that when you moved to Chicago, you were the one that first. Oh, girl. You asked me to. You originally asked me to say, hey, this is something that I want to continue, and I'd love for you to be the person to continue with. And I was like, I have
true.
No idea what the fuck this shit is, but I guess so. I can do this.
I guess I should blame my relationship with Bradley for getting sucked into this. Because it really was that.
Oh, you loved it.
No, I hate it every
you
second.
You loved it when we said, Waylon, can you please be on the show
no,
with
first,
us? And you're like, oh, no, I could never. Yes, I
no,
will.
First of all, is because if you would have said that up front, you never would have called me Bill. Because you had the moment of, are we allowed to say his name? Are we allowed to say his name? And I'm like, I don't fucking care. But then Bill had already started. But anyway, let's. Anything else before we go into our last segment, which is Porn for the Blind?
And well, we're going to listen to her call first, right?
Yes. But before we go into everything that is Lala, who is here in the room, made us dinner for our 500th episode.
Yes.
Which is the, if you ever want to try it, yeah, they doubled the recipe, but the only addition, I believe, was cashews. It is the Eddie Vedder Stew. It is from the I Like Food, Food Tastes Good cookbook, which is actually in the kitchen with your favorite bands. It's kind of some rock bands and all kinds of different bands, actually, and their favorite recipes. This is not by Eddie Vedder, but if you go into the book and read it or Google it, you'll find out that the band that did this, they called it the Eddie Vedder Stew, once again, because Eddie Vedder loved it and ate a lot of ass ton of it when they made it.
He ate a lot of ass?
Yes.
Ton of it?
I think most people would let Eddie Vedder eat their ass. I really kind of think they would.
It's disgusting.
Ooh, Lala says no. Anyway.
I'm good.
Anyway, before we go into Lala, who is amazing, who cooked us.
Daughter.
Well, I shouldn't just say her. Lala and her husband actually cooked us dinner, brownies, bread, all this. Is there anything else you would like to say about the 500th episode or to end it or anything?
I think I'm good. We're ending it in a good spot. And this is actually like 500.5 or 501 jeans, Levi's. Who isn't paying us?
Okay. So, Lala, I'm going to ask you to move over next to me. Actually, move your chair over to next to Bradley because he'll have the porn ready for you. Before we get into the porn, though, we are going to listen to your voicemail. And we will respond to that first. Brad, can you do both?
Hi, it's Lala, and I have a question for Ask the Expert. I need to know what glitter sign etiquette is. Because you see, next weekend, I'm going to meet a really famous podcaster for Pride.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted to make a sign covered in glitter because it's appropriate. But I need to know, what are the rules? Please let me know as soon as possible. Love you, boys. Bye.
Well, I know it's a little late, Lala. However, you now can talk since you have earphones on and you're near a mic.
Oh, good.
But glitter etiquette is if you're bringing glitter to someone's hell and someone's home.
To someone's hell?
And so, well, if you bring glitter to someone's home, it will become hell.
Yes.
Because glitter is the herpes of craft.
There's still glitter in our damn table.
Yes. Actually, every we clean that we have brushed, we have wiped. But since we have a rough-hewn oak table, people come to our house and like, there's glitter in your table. And we're like, we know. And that's because when people fucking send us cards with glitter and whatever.
You know who loves glitter?
Who?
Big Fatty. Big
really?
Fatty loves glitter I inside actually, of his cards.
I love glitter, to be honest. But.
Let's be real, everyone.
Yeah, be real. But anyway, no, bringing glitter to someone's home, don't do it. Gay pride parade when you're outside and
totes.
Everyone's drinking,
totes.
The more glitter, the better. Because if that rubs up into someone, they're just going to be like, now the next day when they're hungover and they're like, where the fuck did this glitter come from? They're going to be like pissed. But that day when they're like rubbing up against your sign and they're like, I got glitter in my armpit. That's how it's going to be. So the more glitter, the better for tomorrow's pride parade.
Okay. Just don't take it to your house.
No.
No.
Okay. No, at least not when we're sober.
Which means make your glitter poster outside with the homeless people near my building.
Okay.
Well, or make it in his bed so that when you leave, he'll chafe a little and sparkle when he goes to take a shower. So, no, one of our, not only, this kind of started with us, I suppose, 100%, with Brian from the Game Night Guys. Now, I don't know if Brian has done this before, but we have only done it the one time because of him. And we have gotten a lot of emails, actually, asking for us to do more segments of Porn for the Blind. So what we're going to do with you to end our 500th episode...
This is going
to
be awful.
...is a listener has sent us in a plethora, and please continue to do so, because we do... We have not had the let's hear...
A plethora or a plethora? Is it the same? Discuss.
Plethora.
Amongst yourself.
We need Chuck in here to explain it, too.
This could be, yeah, the husband and wife.
Oh, this is the straight.
Okay.
The straight. Is this a straight porn or gay porn, Bradley? Do you know?
It's straight.
It appears to be straight.
Oh, it's straight porn.
Okay.
Oh,
so, yeah. So what Make we will sure do is...
Enough. The title Charlie. Of this porn is Bat F XXX Make Dark sure Knight get... XXX.
Oh,
parody.
You'll love it.
Which is appropriate because
they love
Lala is one of the people who will call in and yell at us when we...
I so will.
When we
I
talk so bad well. Versus... Doctor Who, anything comic. So what we want you to do, since this is porn for the blind, is you'll watch the porn, mm-hmm. and I know that you're standing a little further than the mic, but remember, you got to get up there a little close. Get close to your wife.
You got to get all up on that mic.
What we want you to do is we want you to explain it to a blind person. Like, we want them to enjoy the porn while you're watching it.
I know a blind person, and I wouldn't explain this to her.
No, so you do. Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going to do is then... This is going to be our exit, so thank you very much for listening to Foul Monkeys, our episode 500. I am Waylon.
This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And thank you very much. And now we have you, two of our listeners, Lala and her husband, Porn for the Blind.
Lots of jiggling is happening. Penis in, penis out, penis in, penis out.
She does have a bat belt.
It would appear that Poison Ivy has not only multiplied, but is also having sex with more than one person. Bouncing up
There's
and down.
There's some rose bushes in the background.
Yes, rose bushes in the background. Extreme vaginal close-up. Breasts for no reason. If in time you were to jump in here, it would be fine.
Oh, there's Poison Ivy.
Making out with whoever is on the ground.
Is that Super Robin? She's going in for the flower.
Extreme close-up. No, Poison Ivy is sucking that man's penis. Completely ignoring the girl underneath her.
What are they wearing?
Nothing whatsoever. Well, she has, like, an armband, so I suppose that's how we know that's who she is. Yeah. And she has, like,
Oh, who was just doing that?
Piece.
Who is the...
That's Poison Ivy.
That sounds like a man.
No, that's a woman.
That might be the girls in the background.
Yeah, there might also be women in the background.
A lot of people in this scene.
It's too many body parts, not enough... Yeah. They're trying very hard, however, to stay in character, but it's not working.
She is totally riding her face.
Yeah. That one woman is riding another woman's face while making out with the other dude who is slapping her breasts for some reason.
Oh no, I found Batman.
Oh yeah, there he is. Why we were more interested in finding him than all the sex was happening in front of us, I don't know. It might just be the alcohol.
Oh, so they can't hear all this groaning. So
right, yeah, there's lots of
what's
groaning.
What's the soundtrack? Come on now.
Thrusting is happening all the time. That guy appears to be biting that woman. I'm not totally sure what's happening there. Because I don't know what's
Oh, it's DJ Diddles. He is going... Oh, that's Batman.
That's some Battlestar Scratch Galactica business happening right there on that woman's vagina. And then that guy is just fucking that girl while that one is apparently choking her, or I don't know why she's holding on to her head. That's no way attractive at all. And now there's just a slapping sound.
Kyle in Hawaii is in this porn.
Fucks the woman with
Who's making all that noise?
It appears to be... No, I have no idea who that is. I don't know.
Is that Poison Ivy or...
No, Poison Ivy is giving someone else a blowjob.
Poison Ivy has it.
While additional Poison Ivies or whatever the hell is happening over there are also giving a blowjob. And then, nope, back to thrusting in and out again.
Someone's getting a mammogram.
Yes, someone is getting a mammogram. That woman, like... That's not what those are for, guys, really. mass chaos. I don't know exactly what's happening, except for that everyone seems to be fucking everyone else. And that there is nothing anyone can do about it. They're powerless to resist whatever is happening.
Oh my god.
And that woman is being choked while being fucked. And then her breasts are being ripped off.
And if we're going to end this right now, how are you going to end this for our blind people?
And then everyone came. The end.
Yay! Oh my god.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Let's test this out. We're testing right now.
Yeah, but have you gone back to test the other one to see?
Balls.
I have not. Played the intro. Okay, I think we're good.